We just call them two mules, being working to it. We'd have a double tree, and then when we bought a bigger plow, we had like three mules to it. We have a triple tree, we called it, and single trees worked on with them too. So we called them two team plow and a three team plow.
The team is two
mules? Yeah, two mules.
What about three?
And that would be three team plow.
I see. Okay, let's see. Also, I need to know a little bit about your parents, where they were born, what education they had, what work they did.
Oh, I don't imagine to get down to just tell you the truth about it. My father was elected master, because they went to school a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't, you know, he didn't get his father died when he was right small. They raised right up here, brother me, right on top of the road. That's where his father broke his leg and died. And he, there's four boys all in the mother.
Mm-hmm.
And my father was the oldest one. And he did the plowing, leading them, bossing them, and made a living for Maul, and he went to school more, a little he got school and he could get go to. And he was elected, he could read and write. He elected master and served 42 years, never was beaten until he got where he couldn't hear, and then he resigned after he served 42 years as a master in county court. You know what that is? You know, they had like two out of a district, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he was elected. We lived over at Payton, over at where I told you I was born. And he was elected down there. And he went on until he held it 42 years. So he was getting up right age when he ran. He said he couldn't hear what the questions they was voting on. And he thought it was time for him to resign and get out. So he quit.
He was born here? Yeah.
He was born right up here on this hill, right above me, here on the side of the road. In the community, right above me.
Yeah. What about your mother?
She was born up on above where I was raised at, on the road on the left. They come in here, like I told you, her daddy did, from Alabama. And she was, I'm pretty sure she was born up there. My mother and had a brother and a sister. Then they had my grandmother had married before my father married her. And she had two girls in Alabama. Then after the war, so my mother was born, I'd say up there above us, up there.
Mm-hmm. And her parents were from Alabama?
Mm-hmm.
You know what part of Alabama?
No, I just couldn't tell you. This from Alabama. I don't know her station partner was. They were raising cotton, and they weren't doing any good. They come up here and decided the land was a lot better and thought they could make a better living. And they bought a little place. And I don't imagine give $300-$400 for the farm. But I imagine $500 I'd sit outside the one to both. They got it for the year.
And you wouldn't know anything about their education?
No, I don't know.
Where you wouldn't know anything about your great grandparents?
I wouldn't know anything about whether they went to school or anything. I know like I told you, one of my eight uncles was a Baptist preacher, and he had little. Of course, he had little education. He could read the Bible, you know, and talk. I heard him preach a many times. He'd come home. I was small, had the measles, and he. He'd come see me every morning, the first thing, just quick as straight, till I finally broke out. And then I never forget the way he said, he'd come in one morning, he said, God knows you right now. Says, you've got a good case, broke out, says, you'll get all right now.